Hello everybody, this is Brandon T, and this is part 2 of the Microsoft OneDrive podcast. Hope things are going really well for you guys, and I'm excited to be able to do part 2 of this podcast. In part 1, I covered the creation of a document in the Microsoft Word Online, and I also mentioned the spell checker and how to get to the accessibility shortcuts, and I read some of those for you. In part 2, all I want to really look at here is just how to really delete files and taking a look at the recycle bin and like how to delete your whole recycle bin and things like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open Firefox right now.
Start menu, start search, edit, blank.
I'm on the same computer as last time, so.
Internet I1 on 11. M, Mozilla Firefox M3 on 11. Taskbar. Mozilla Firefox. Navigation toolbar, search or enter address combo box collapsed, edit as autocomplete, blank.
And we're going to go to onedrive.live.com. So I'm going to spell that for you. That's onedrive.live.com. So I'm going to type that in. OnDrive.live.com. Pressing enter will load this website.
Create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.document.https/OneDrive.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywhere.create.swinfree.office.online.document.https/OneDrive.access.file.anywh
on the OneDrive page now, and we're going to press the down arrow until we get to the sign-in link. Well, actually, we can press tab, so I'm going to do that.
List with four items, download link, lands link, lands, business link, business, support link, outer list, list with two items, sign-in, minuted link, sign-in. Edit an autocomplete, blank. Outer list, enter the email address on the OneDrive account you want to sign into.
So I'm going to enter the email address. I just pressed up arrow there to read that. So I'm going to press down arrow now.
Edit an autocomplete.
And I'll just type in my email.
Minuted link next.
Press next.
OneDrive document mini. Microsoft account was this. Edit an autocomplete. Selected random.
It's offering that email address for the Microsoft account, which is correct, so I'm going to press the tab key to go to the password edit box.
Password edit protected, selected.
My password's already in there, so I'm just going to tab again.
Keep me signed in, checkbox not checked.
I don't want to do that, so I tab again.
Sign in button.
And I'll press enter on the sign in button.
https://onedrive.com/$in=1&mkt=nu/files/onedrive.
And I'm logged in. I just checked the window title with the NVDA key with the letter T. And I'm in something that says files OneDrive. So I'm signed in. So first, let's take a look at deleting a file. So I don't have anything in my OneDrive, I don't think. So I'm going to go into the list here.
Click menu, button upload, no files, toggle button option, menu, Twitter, button, clickable limited, clickable link reason, click left, 50 GB available, limited link get list, files list with one item, clickable random OneDrive. Outer list files. List.
So I'm going to press enter. Now I'm in the list of files and folders. I want to put this file in the documents folder, so I'm going to down arrow.
List. Documents 1-on-1.
And make sure that's the only thing there. That is the only thing there, so I'm going to press enter to open it. Okay. Now I'm going to get out of focus mode.
Link at OneDrive list. Documents. List with items link random one clickable documents. Outer list clickable list folder is empty. Click create.
So it says that the folder is empty, and I found that out by just pressing down arrow a few times, and I was able to read that text. So I'm going to go back up to the top. And I'm going to find where it says create.
Heading level 1, met create menu button collapsed, start menu clickable.
To get there, I just press the letter B for button. I'm going to press enter.
Expanded.
And now it says expanded, and I'm going to go into focus mode by pressing NVDA key. I'm pressing the NVDA key with the spacebar. Now I can down arrow.
List. Folder 1-on-1.
We'll just create a Word document for this example.
Word document 1-on-1. About colon land document.
And
document 1.docx Microsoft.
And I cover how to do that in part 1 as well, so.
The previous table.
So where it is?
Web online busy. Application
oh,
busy.
It's
online.
Busy. Alright.
Blank. 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 Keep paragraph editable. TH. Paragraph ISIF. Keep dot. Paragraph editable. Blank. Paragraph editable. This is a test. Paragraph editable. Blank. Clickable. Clickable.
Now let's rename this. So I'm going to press the letter B. I'm going to actually press shift and the letter B.
Outer document. Outer night rain. Clickable. Ribbon. To button. Replace button. Find the most times. RBDC. RBDRBRB. Right. Left. Line. Space. Just hit aligned. Center. Aligned. Increase. Decrease. Number. Enough.
Actually, I'll go from the top of the page.
Document 1 button. Rename file. Word online application.
Document 1 button. Rename file is what this says, so I'll press enter. Now,
link documents, button document 1, button here, button document 1, button here, random T, link sign out, button L, button file, tab selected home, button links, button,
I should be able to rename
OneDrive, button list on my,
to rename,
limited link button document 1, space, rename file edit, selected document 1.
So, I'm going to tell you how I did that. Because you will very possibly want to rename the document, and it took me a little bit, but I did figure out how to do it. So when you're on the button that says Document 1, what you're going to do is go into focus mode by pressing NVDA with the spacebar, the NVDA key with the spacebar. Then you're going to press space on that button, and you can now edit out this name.
1. Edit. Paragraph editable. This is a test. Paragraph editable. This is a key.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Paragraph key. Button collapse the ribbon. Outer 2 dot clickable like rain document editable. This is a test. Edit. Outer button replace. Button find. Menu the top toggle button RBDC. Click document 1 but space. Rename file edit. Selected document 1.
Well, I'll just type something in here. I think it'll overwrite it. Let's see.
P. Selection removed.
Now I'm going to press enter.
Editing area. Control F6 to lean. Alt Shift for accessibility help. Document editable. Paragraph editable. Blank. Paragraph editable. This is a test. Editing area. Control. Test document Microsoft Word Online.
Yep, there we go. Test document. So, now, how do we delete this? Well, if we press Control with the letter W.
Documents OneDrive.
That will close that tab.
Heading level 1 menu button collapsed submenu clickable create.
Now we're back in the main OneDrive area where you can create a document and all that stuff. So what I'm going to do is go down until it says list.
Button up, no file, button here, menu button collapsed submenu clickable for toggle dot dot menu clickable edit. Button, clickable link file, click, 14, limited link, link get more, link get list.
There it is, it says list. I'm going to press enter. Now I'm going to press down arrow.
List, test document 1-on-1.
Notice that is the only thing there. So to delete it, I'm going to press the delete key on my keyboard.
Deletable, deleted one item menu, not an expanded submenu, deletable.
Now it says we deleted one item.
Now, if we check the recycle bin, which I will do, there's a link that says recycle bin, so I'm going to press the letter K until we get there.
Deletable, deletable files leak. Deletable reason docs leak. Workspace. Deletable all photos leak. Deletable leak shift. Recycle bin deleted.
Recycle bin, I just pressed enter on it. Now, we're going to go down until we get to that same list.
Link list, reset list.
Enter on this. Down arrow.
List, podcast test link.
There are a lot of items here, so we can restore these.
Book 1, test. Book 1, test document link.
So, what if we want to restore this?
List, book 1, test document link. List, clickable list with 5 items. Restore one on one.
Okay, so, when I'm on the item that I want to restore, I can press the applications key on it to do the restore function. I don't think it will work on keyboards that don't have an applications key. That's the only thing. But if I restore this...
Recycled in one drive Mozilla Firefox. Unknown. Recycled in one drive Mozilla Firefox. Recycled in one drive document. Restoring one item. Menu button.
All right.
Submenu.
So that's restored. I'm going to check my documents folder now. Files. Here we go. I just pressed enter on that link. Now I'm in files, so I'm going to go to the list.
Click list.
Down arrow now.
List. Documents one of one.
Documents one of one. I'll press enter. Now I'm going to down arrow.
Test document one on one.
There it is. So, let's see what happens. I'm going to, I'm just going to try something here. I'm on this item, and I'm going to press shift with the F10 key.
Menu. Open link in.
And see, it doesn't,
document.
It doesn't work. But if I,
documents one.
If I click.
Open in Word one on one.
With the applications key, I can make it work. So, I'm gonna see if I can find a workaround to this. I'm gonna
open it, download one, share one, embed, rename, delete one on one.
I'm gonna delete it. I pressed enter from that menu on the delete option. Okay.
Outer list, clickable, upgrade JavaScript. Outer upgrade menu button expanded submenu, clickable, deleted one item.
So now let's go to the recycle bin.
Heading, head menu button up, mobile button shift, menu button, toggle button messaging, button med, Twitter, but, clickable link, alt, clickable link shift, blank. 50db, clickable link, up, clickable link, recent, up, clickable link, files, clickable link, alt, clickable link shift, blank. 5th minute link, recycled in.
There it is. I just pressed enter, and now, I'm going to show you how to empty the recycle bin. I'm going down to the list. So I pressed enter on the list. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the NVDA key with the slash key on the numeric keypad. And I should be able to use the right-click function in NVDA now. And I believe.
Recycled open link in new tab.
No, I. Oh.
Recycled it. List. Link get one drive list.
Let's see.
Get one drive apps. Right-click link. Get open link in new.
I think at this point you'll have to use the applications key. I'm sorry about that. I can continue looking into this, though. In fact, I will continue looking into this because there are some keyboards that don't have an applications key, so it's hard to access some of this.
List. Link at one dry mass. List.
So I'm going to go on the list, and I'm going to press the applications key. Let's try something. I'm going to do a select all with control A.
Get one drop out and link in, link list, link at one list, recycled in, list.
Okay.
List, podcast test link.
Let's see. Oh, I'm getting an error when I try to move it to the object now, but I'm gonna do a select all.
Persist a menu.
And.
List all on a menu.
Oh.
Recycled in what? Recycled menu item restore. Delete one on one. Recycled in one.
So I just did the applications key there.
Recycled in one drive Mozilla Firefox. Recycled in one drive document. Dialog permanently delete. You're about to delete four items. Section. Delete button.
I'll press the delete button.
Space.
I just pressed space on that. Just like a regular dialog box, I just pressed space on the delete button. How I got to delete was I just pressed the applications key on that. So it works, but I have a computer that doesn't have an applications key. So I guess in that case, you can, if you want to delete, you can press the delete key. But if you want to restore it, I'm not seeing a good way to do that. So I'd say that that's one of the things that could be improved with OneDrive in terms of accessibility. So that's basically what I wanted to show you with part two, is just how to delete files. So basically what you do in summary is you'll see where it says list. That's what you want to focus on. And you press enter, and you'll be taken into focus mode with NVDA. And you can down arrow through that list. And when you get to an item that you want to open, you just press enter. So if that's a folder, you just press enter. And then you'll be able to, if you wait a few seconds, you can then down arrow and see the rest of the items in that folder. So you can basically, it's just like Windows Explorer, kind of. And if you want to delete the file, you can press delete, and that also works on folders. And if you want to view the file, you just press enter as well, just like you do when you're opening a folder. So if you have any questions, you'll be able to contact me at my email address, which you'll see in the description of this podcast. But that pretty much does it for OneDrive. My thoughts on it as a whole are, there are parts of it that are really good with accessibility, but then there are also parts that could be improved a little. But in general, I think that it's a very nice online solution. I also think if I were to compare this to Google Drive, I might still choose to use this, just because Google Drive's navigation is sometimes hard to know where you're going to land, and especially editing is not as accessible as it could be. So, in general, I'd probably choose OneDrive over that. So, because the shortcuts are more like they are on Windows. So, once again, if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at my email address, which you will see in the description of the podcast. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. Hope everything's going well. Have an awesome day.